Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, In Techno-Feudalism, What Killed Capitalism, Yanis Varoufakis, an eminent economist, intellectual, and former Greek finance minister, delves into the transformative forces reshaping the global economy, presenting a compelling narrative of the transition from capitalism to a new era of techno-feudalism. Varoufakis argues that the digital revolution, rather than leveling the playing field as promised, has given rise to a new form of feudalism, where a handful of tech giants dominate the economic landscape. Through a mix of economic analysis, historical context, and forward-looking insights, Varoufakis makes a case for how this shift undermines democracy, exacerbates inequality, and I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, definition and origins of techno-feudalism. Techno-feudalism, as described by Yanis Varoufakis, is a term that encapsulates the emergent socio-economic order, wherein a few technological corporations wield unparalleled power and influence, reminiscent of the feudal lords of the Middle Ages. This transition, Varoufakis suggests, is rooted in the digital revolution's failure to democratize the economy. Instead of breaking down economic barriers and fostering a more inclusive market, the advent of digital technology led to the centralization of wealth and power in the hands of tech companies such as Google, Amazon, and Facebook. Varoufakis outlines how these companies have achieved an almost monopolistic control over digital infrastructures, data, and, importantly, the mechanisms of production and distribution, effectively redefining the principles of capitalism and propelling society into a new era of techno-feudalism. Secondly, the shift from capitalism to techno-feudalism, Yanis Varoufakis peels away the layers of this transformative shift, providing a nuanced analysis of the mechanics behind the transition from capitalism to techno-feudalism. He argues that capitalism, characterized by competitive markets and the commodification of labor and goods, has been usurped by a model where monopolistic tech entities exert control over. Key to this transition has been the digitization of the economy, which has allowed these entities to harness data as the ultimate commodity, a trend that Varoufakis points to as a defining characteristic of techno-feudalism. This segment of the book provides crucial insights into how technological advancements, intended to liberate the means of production and distribution, have instead consolidated power, leading to an economy where competition is stifled, innovation is controlled, and the societal divide is widened. Thirdly, consequences of techno-feudalism on society and democracy. Techno-feudalism, according to Varoufakis, has profound implications for democracy and societal structures. The centralization of economic power in the hands of a few tech giants has not only exacerbated income and wealth inequality, but has also led to a significant shift in political power. Varoufakis explores how these companies wield their power to influence policy, stifle competition, and shape public opinion through their control of digital platforms. Furthermore, the erosion of privacy and the commodification of personal data threaten the very fabric of democratic societies, leading to what Varoufakis describes as a digital panopticon. This section underscores the author's concern about the shifting balance of power and the undermining of democratic principles in the age of techno-feudalism. Fourthly, the role of algorithms and artificial intelligence. Varoufakis dives deep into the role of technology, specifically algorithms and artificial intelligence, AI, in cementing the foundations of techno-feudalism. He describes how algorithms govern not just economic transactions, but also social interactions and information flow, effectively deciding what we see, buy, and believe. This concentration of power in algorithmic decision-making under the control of tech monopolies represents a form of algorithmic governance that challenges traditional notions of autonomy and freedom. Artificial intelligence, with its potential for predictive analytics and automation, further concentrates economic and political power, leading to increased inequality and a detachment of the elite from the realities of the majority. Varoufakis offers a critical examination of how these technologies, while revolutionary, are being leveraged to reinforce the structures of techno-feudalism. Lastly, pathways to reclaiming democracy and economic equity. Despite the grim realities outlined in techno-feudalism, Varoufakis does not leave the reader without hope. He offers pathways towards reclaiming democracy and restoring economic equity in the face of techno-feudalism's rise. Central to his argument is the need for global regulatory frameworks that can curb the power of tech giants, ensuring that technology serves the public good. Varoufakis calls for the democratization of data and the digital infrastructure, advocating for policies that prioritize public welfare over corporate interests. Additionally, he suggests mechanisms for redistributing wealth and power, such as progressive taxation on tech giants and the establishment of a universal basic income to address inequality. This section not only highlights the challenges, but also provides a roadmap for action, emphasizing the importance of collective efforts in shaping a more equitable future. In conclusion, Yanis Varoufakis's Techno-Feudalism, What Killed Capitalism, is a must-read for anyone concerned about the future of democracy, economic equity, and societal cohesion in the digital age. Its insightful analysis of the transition from capitalism to techno-feudalism, backed by Varoufakis's economic expertise, provides a sobering look at the power dynamics reshaping our world. This book appeals to economists, technologists, policymakers, and the general public, offering a comprehensive understanding of the challenges and potential pathways forward. Techno-feudalism not only diagnoses the ailments of our current economic system, but also prescribes actionable solutions, inspiring readers to contribute towards a more equitable and democratic society. It offers a beacon of hope and a call to action for anyone looking to understand and influence the direction of our digital future. If you would like to support Yanis Varoufakis, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.